In our election in Singapore, it's always going to be hotly contested. And we expected this from 5 years ago. And that's why we have been unrelentlessly working together to build what we promised and we have delivered. What we promise is not something airy-fairy, something better, but something also practical, something that residents want. So going forward, we want to focus on delivering our promise and shaping what that promise is like. So there may be 2, 3, 1 opposition coming to contest in Tampines. We will wait until nomination day. So we will not busy ourselves on what may or can happen. Focus on our residents, work together where we are operating in our various divisions, and be there, care for our Tampines, our residents, even as we are going through our election. The departure of Ms. Cheng Li Hui wasn't the only time we lost a member in the midst of a term. If you all recall, we also, DPM Heng Swee Keat fell sick and was absent for quite some time. So because we have always worked as a team, we assure our residents they will not lose out. We will be there for them. And we double up our work and were present all this time when the MPs were not there, even when Charlene hasn't come on board. We went to the MPS taking turns, the teams that were there, and to assure, together with activists, together with our grassroots leaders, to assure that things are going on as normal, because we are there to support you. And fortunately, with the Charlene coming on board, she could spend more time with the residents, build rapport. At the same time, we continued to support her.
Through our conversations, we also discover unmet needs in the community. So we started the Sky Garden Hydroponics Farm in my precinct as a place for youths with special needs and their families to come together. It's a space for healing and for connecting with the wider community. We started the Tampines Care Shopping Program to help lower-income families also access fresh produce to complement many of the other health schemes that we have here in Tampines. One of our latest projects, which is a revamp of our Central Park itself, is the product of our co-creation. More than just looking forward to the beautiful outcomes that we are all looking forward to, it is the process in which we go through creating this blueprint, having the conversations, building our bonds and relationships through the process that makes it a truly special project. So I hope for the opportunity to continue serving our residents here in Tampines, walking this journey together with you, to make Tampines a town that is truly a model of care and compassion.
We are not done developing Tampines. Over the last few years, we have been also working on the more mature precincts of Tampines. There are various enhancement works. For example, the newly upgraded Tampines North CC, the new ABC waterway at Sungai Tampines. We are now working on the new park connector alongside TPE to join Tampines Eco Green. We are making the roads around N4 neighborhood center safer by introducing Friendly Street and Silver Zone areas. And there are many projects that we are working on and we hope to implement that will improve the home environment and community spaces of Tampines residents. Besides infrastructure, I'm actually more proud of what we're able to do to tap on the love and care, you know, to harness and to develop further this sense of community in Tampines. So since 2014, our volunteers have been offering free haircuts for our residents. We have this annual rice distribution where in a single morning we can collect almost 2,000 packs of donated rice to give to our low-income residents. And just last month, public donated almost 1,000 sets of baju kurung for Hari Raya. So all these have spurred me to continue working hard to serve our residents, and I thank residents for the opportunity to serve them. I hope to have the chance to run in this election, to continue working with residents for our residents.
Now I know what some of you might be thinking, because some of you in Tampines have said it to me before, with a good-natured laugh. how is this little girl going to help me understand the pressures I face? Rising costs, caregiving responsibilities, raising a family. How is this Amoy going to help me fix my lift breakdowns and my aging estate? How is this little girl going to help represent my voice in Parliament? Just so you know, I have a classic baby face. In our cultures, age is more than a number. It's sometimes important to look old, to look wise. But let me share with you a little bit more about myself. Because while I may look young, I've walked several paths. I'm a mother of two. I started my career in the police force as a psychologist. I later spent 7 years in the US learning, working, growing, before coming home to Singapore 10 years ago. I'm a professor at NTU. I teach and conduct research on marketing and sustainability. I study people, how they make decisions, what shapes their behaviors, and how we can build a stronger, more caring community for the future. And that baby face? Turns out it's a bit of a superpower. It helps me connect with young people, especially when I work with them on mental well-being, or when I encourage them to think deeply, to care about their community, and to build a Singapore that they believe in. Because at the heart of it, leadership isn't about how old you look. It's about how deeply you listen. It's about understanding people's lives. It's about bringing energy, empathy, and ideas to make things better for everyone. So yes, I may look young, but I've spent my life studying people, serving the community, and raising my family here in Singapore. And just so we're clear, I am 43 this year, and I'm ready to serve.
I didn't have the greatest start to life. I lost my mother when I was 5, and my uncle and auntie brought me up. They became my parents, my family. Growing up, I didn't have very much, but I never felt like I was short of anything. If you had asked my teachers on the first day of school, they would probably have rated me a C for English, Chinese, and math, but Hokkien and Kachin, I'm quite clear I must be an A. My teachers taught me everything I knew. Therefore, when it's time to choose a career, I knew I wanted to be in public service. In NS, I had the opportunity to experience the brotherhood, never say die and leave no one behind attitude of the commandos, and therefore, I became a soldier. In my almost 30 years of public service, I had the chance to serve across security, technology, and social sectors. Purpose, people, and being practical. These three key beliefs drive me. For me, purpose is about doing what I can to help those who didn't have a great start in life like me. Because life is hard when you can't start well. People is about putting people first and building a relationship with them. Because people really don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And third is the focus on simple practical things that we can do together with our residents here in Tampines so that we can build a caring community together. So I ask for your support, and I hope you have a chance to serve here in Tampines.